Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A suicide bomber was killed and two security guards wounded in a blast outside the U.S. consulate in Saudi Arabia's second-largest city of Jeddah early today. No one claimed responsibility so far, but the Islamic State has carried out a series of bombings and shooting attacks in Saudi Arabia since late 2014. Islamic State claimed responsibility for a suicide truck bombing in a busy shopping area of the Iraqi capital Baghdad early Sunday, killing at least 119 people, wounding many more. It was the most deadly attack in the Iraqi capital this year. Some analysts thought the recent Iraqi capture of the city of Fallujah from IS might prevent further attacks on Baghdad. Deakin University scholar Greg Barton says this is a sign of change in IS's tactics.
The attacks in Baghdad, which have been part of years-long patterns but have really intensified over the last 12 months, fit that pattern of insurgency and terrorist methods. The attacks around the world, of course, are terrorist attacks, but it also speaks to a global insurgency.
Also Sunday, there was a second attack in Baghdad where at least 5 people were killed and 16 wounded. No one has claimed responsibility for this attack. Nigerian militant group Niger Delta Avengers has claimed responsibility for several new attacks on Nigerian oil facilities carried out since Friday. In a message posted on Twitter, the Avengers said they attacked a pipeline connected to the Wari refinery, operated by the Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation. They also attacked 2 Chevron facilities. Such attacks have pushed Nigerian crude production to 30-year lows, contributing to the country's economic slowdown. This is VOA News.